Ama gyara temerandan siya gyaranjana salakaya. Chakshu on mini jamni tas mai shi gurave namaha. Ukam kuro ti vachu kam gum nangaya ti gri. Yad kripa tamaham vande shi gurundi matarana. Nama om vishnu padaya krishna prasthaya bhutale. Shimati bhakti vidanta swami iti namane. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharani Nivashesha Shanyavari Pasta Chali Satarani Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadar Hari Shri Vasudeva Gauravakti Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna, 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 Krishna Hare Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama, 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 Rama Hare Hare.
So how many here know the story up until this point?
读到今天为止, 在这, 在座的各位, 有多少人已经知道这个故事了? 举一下手。 知道这个故事的举手。
Raise your hand tight.
把手举起来。 就是这个故事, 卓帕蒂, 这个28章的故事, 每天, 每个礼拜都在提, 对啊, 举手就好了。
Okay. What's
happened? Everybody in Taichung here, don't know. And okay. Some of them from Taipei, so maybe not to come to that point yet.
I'm not testing them.
Oh, yeah.
Just want to know how many know the story. So, who can tell me what's being deliberated upon right now?
那谁能告诉他说在这个 讲到这儿的时候,
there are two sides.
讲到这儿以后, 就是, 这情况是怎么样, 因为现在分了两拨人, 对不对?
On one side is Draupadi.
一边站着是Draupadi.
And those who agree with her.
然后还有跟她, 同意她的意见的那些人.
And on the other side is Bhima.
然后另外一边是Bhima.
And those who agree with him.
还有就是跟Bhima意见一致的人。
And those who agree with him happens to also be the Supreme Lord.
实际上同意Bhima的也是那个至尊主也是同意Bhima.
So what are they deliberating on?
那现在他们就是那分歧的意见是在什么地方?
And why?
为什么?
Who can tell me?
谁能告诉他? 他们到底分歧意见分歧在哪?
For those who raised your hand, who know the story so far.
大家举了手了,所以最好好好回忆一下,两波意见到底是什么意见?
Now I'm testing you.
现在开始考试了。
For those who didn't raise your hand, you're clear.
没有,什么话都说。OK,谁要讲?
两拨人的意见,为什么?就是要不要杀了阿斯巴坦。对啊。卓帕提的想法是说,因为阿斯巴坦的父亲是他的师,所以不能杀了他。如果杀了他之后,他的孩子还有他的母亲就会很管。然后那个。OK,明白了。卓帕提
doesn't agree to kill Ashvatthama because Arjuna's teacher is Dronacharya. So Draupadi thinking that after killing, you know, his son, then the mother will be very sad.
But why is it the proposal even there for Ashvatthama to be killed?
The son represented is representative of the father.
No, no. Oh. But why is discussion about killing Ashvatthama even on the table?
Oh, okay. 他们为什么要提出杀Ashvatthama?
What did he do?
他到底做了什么, Ashvatthama?
他把他的儿子给杀了。
Okay, he against the religious principle, he killed Draupadi's five son.
Uh-huh. Killed Draupadi's
and
five sons.
Also, while they're sleeping.
While they were sleeping. Okay. So, he should be killed.
所以他是应该被杀的，是不是？
是。But Draupadi, as Parmeshwari said, objected.
Yeah. 就像那个庞瑞尔，Parmeshwari 说了，卓巴迪不同意。
She thought his life should be spared.
他觉得应该就是让阿什巴他们活下去。
But Bhimasena didn't think so.
但是 Bhimasena 不同意。
Bhimasena said he was very angrily disagreed. And the men recommended that he should be killed.
那个 Pandava 五兄弟里头的老二 Bhimasena 他特别愤怒，表示反对，认为应该马上就把阿什巴他们给杀了。
Because he murdered sleeping children for no purpose at all.
因为他谋就是根本就没有任何目的的，就是在人家孩子熟睡的时候就把他们给杀死了。
And neither was it for his master's interest.
而且呢，也不他做这件事情也并不符合他的主人对他的要求，他主人没有要求他这么做。
So, in this verse that we just read with the commentary.
那当然在这节诗里，我们刚才就读了那个要旨。
We're reading.About how Krishna is also agreeing with Bhimasena.
那我们在读的时候，我们看到 Krishna 也同意 Bhimasena 的话。
But nonetheless, I think it was in this verse. Maybe no, it wasn't in this verse. Maybe it's in the next verse.
Yeah, actually, in this verse.
It was there.
Yeah, Draupadi not agree. So.
Okay.And therefore, he looked at Arjuna and began to speak.
那就在这里头就说了，那个 Krishna 就看看 Arjuna 的脸，然后开始说话。
As if smiling.
而且是微笑着开始说话。
Imagine, here we have a situation where there are two very strong opinions.
我们想象一下现在有这么样一个情况，有两拨人各持己见，谁也不让谁。
And both of them seem to be valid.
而且呢，两方的意见都挺有道理的。
And a decision has to be made.
那但是呢，马上我们还得把决定给做出来。
And the Supreme Personality of Godhead is himself.Present before those who have this different opinion.
而至尊主呢，他就出现在各持己见的双方人的面前。
Now, this scenario could be replicated. Replicated. You know what replicated means? What's the name for another word for replicated?Duplicated? Okay, duplicated. In so many places.
那实际上我们知道在很多很多的地方都是有这样的情况，是不是？
In fact, many times you have two opposing sides and both of them think they're right.
而且呢，你可以知道有的时候两方人大家都觉得自己很对。
Isn't it?Isn't that why,
是不是这样？
Isn't why there's court cases?
这不是就是什么法律的案子啦，什么这些的，上法庭的不都这样吗？
Because you have two people, one side against the other, and both of them think they're right.
就是说有两方人马，各自互相的对峙，相持不下，都认为自己是对的。
And in fact, this nature or this conflict.Is a very symptom of the current age of Kali Yuga.
而这个呢，是卡利年代里头的这种纷争不和，本来就是这样的一个特征。
Where many people are opposed to each other because both opposing sides feel that they are right.
那么经常是双方彼此互相不同意对方的意见就是就那种对抗，是因为。大家都认为自己是对的。
Sometimes such opposition is even in the name of religion.
那甚至有的时候，这样的一种对抗是以宗教的名义进行的。
Or sometimes the opposition is on the platform of morality.
有的时候这样的一种就是争执是在这种道德的层面上进行。
Many people feel that they have a cause for to defend morality to protect the interests of human life.
有的人认为他们有权利啊，为了捍卫这个道德的准则，为了捍卫人类道德准则而去抗争。
And other people think they have the interest, they have a cause to defend the supreme Lord.
那另外一拨人呢，可能认为就是他们有权利为了就是捍卫至尊主而去争斗。
In the name of religion.
在这个都是以这个宗教的名义在进行。
Many people they put their ideals above their head and hold them as the justification.To fight for their cause.
那很多人呢，就是说是为了所谓公正公义，然后捍卫自己的权利，再去抗争。
Of course, it would be nice if all of these ideals could be resolved in the way that they were resolved in this particular case.
那当然了，就是理想的，如果所有的这些个纷争都能够像这样的一个案子，这样一个案例一样能够解决，那是挺理想的一件事儿。
Because on one side, Bhima wanted him killed.
因为在这里我们可以看到，一方面 Bhima 想把就是要这个 Ashvatthama 他们被处死。
And on the other side, Draupadi had wanted his life spared.
但是呢，在另外一方面，那卓巴蒂呢，希望他能够活下来。
How can both of those be resolved simultaneously?
那像现在这样一个情况，到底怎么样解决问题，同时满足对方
？How do you kill somebody and don't kill them at the same
time? 你怎么能够又把一个人杀死，又没有杀死他呢
？If you are forced with that decision. If you were forced to make that decision,
啊，如果你被迫要做出这样的决定
，you had to fulfill both sides' purposes.
你必须让两方面都能够感到心满意足。
You had to kill and not kill simultaneously.
你必须同时杀了他，然后又没杀他。
What would you do?
你能做什么
？Well, some people say I can't kill.
啊，那有的人说，那我不能去杀。
And the Supreme Lord says, but you should kill.
但是至尊主说你应该杀。
And he's smiling also.
而且他还微笑。
Smiling, you should kill him.
他微笑着说你应该把他杀了。
How would you do? How would you reconcile it?
啊，那怎么解决这个问题啊？到底
？Now, of course, if we go on and read.This section of the Bhagavatam, we'll see how Arjuna very quickly understood the purpose of the Lord.
当然，如果我们接着往下读的话，我们就马上就能够看到 Arjuna 马上就明白了至尊主他要做什么。
And he very swiftly made a decision which satisfied both parties.
而且呢，他很快速的就做出了决定，让两方都满意。
He severed the jewel from Ashvatthama's head.
他把那个。这个阿斯巴坦头上戴的珠宝全部都给他削下来了。
Which is so insulting, it's like cutting off the head.
而在古时候，这样的一种做法是那么的带有侮辱性的，基本上就是把一个人就给杀掉了。
It was as good as killing.
这个跟杀死他没有什么区别，因为是特侮辱性的。
Jewel was severed from his head. He was deprived of all his opulence.
就是说把他头上的珠宝全部都给他削下来，意思就是把他拥有什么一些个财富的那样的一种自豪把他给打削了。
For a kshatriya to have the jewels severed from his head and deprived of all opulence is as good as being as a dead man.
对于这个古时候那个kshatriya，如果他被人把头上戴的珠宝全部都给他削下来的话，那基本上就是跟死没有什么区别了。
And at the same time, he wasn't killed.
但是同时也没杀他。
His life was spared.
因为他的命就此就留下来了。
Now, wouldn't it be nice if we can come up with a resolution like this to all of our dilemmas?
Yes. 如果我们所有的纷争的场面都能够以这样的方式解决，该有多好啊！
It would be nice, wouldn't it?
对啊，这样就好了，是不是？
But we don't oftentimes, but instead we go on fighting.
但是呢，我们却没有想要去解决，然后我们就是继续坚持抗争。
And we see that so much conflict exists because people want to defend their cause.
那我们看到有那么多那么多的纷争不断的在进行着，是因为每一方的人都想要保持自己的那个部分。
Their ideals.
他们保持他们的理想
their determination to defend in the name of their God
他们想要就是他们下决心为了他们的神去作战去对抗
or to defend morality
或者说是为了道德准则
and there's no real resolution
但是呢我们可以看到最后都没有一个真正的解决问题的方式
this is Kali Yuga
这个就是卡里年代的特点
this is the symptom of the current age
这个是这个铁器年代虚伪纷争年代的特点
here in this commentary we see that the Lord becausehe was not indifferent to both sides.
啊，那么我们可以看到这个要旨里头，至尊主他两方的意见他都同意。
The Lord stepped in to help make a resolution, because he was not indifferent to both sides.
他因为他不是对双方的意见漠不关心，他很关心，因此呢，他就进到这个局面里头，啊，踏进来了，来解决问题。
He decided to step in to help to make a resolution by manifesting four arms to deal with the two sides.
他决定就是 OK, 我进到这个局面里头来解决这个问题，怎么解决呢？他就展示了四臂形象。
Ordinarily, he has two arms.
他平常的时候是两臂形象。
But he needed two more arms to deal with.
但是呢，他需要另外多出两只手来解决这个纷争。
And he stepped in with manifested, and therefore he's described here as Chaturbhuja, which means the four-armed one.
正因为如此，在这节诗里头，他被称为 Chaturbhuja, 他意思就是四臂。
So, the Lord, of course, can ultimately resolve all contradictions.
那当然了，至尊主他最终什么样的纷争他都能够解决。
And it's always in the best interest of everyone to make sure that the Lord will never be indifferent to them.
而且呢，最后他能够满足所有人的那个心愿，让所有的人都感受到他是对他们是关心的。
Because as long as one goes on serving the Lord, trying to please them, knowing that the Lord, or having faith that the Lord will not be indifferent to them.
因为当人如果能够一直不断地坚持为至尊主做奉爱服务，而且呢对至尊主有着强烈的信心，坚定的信心，至尊主永远都不会不关心他们，对他们漠不关心。
Then for those who are serving the purpose of the Lord will step in and resolve the contradiction.
对那些个一直不断地坚定地为至尊主做奉爱服务的人，至尊主就最后一定会进入那个局面，然后去解决问题。
Therefore, there's no reason to fight.
正因为如此，我们没有必要去挣扎。
There should never be a reason for fighting. That, as we said, is the symptom of Kali Yuga to fight.
那我们刚才讲了，卡利年的特征就是纷争不断。但是我们没有必要，没有理由去纷争去做抗争。
For those who are Kshatriyas, they must fight.
对那些个是 Kshatriya 的人，啊，武士阶层的人，他们必须要打仗。
Arjuna had to fight.
Arjuna 他必须要打。
That was his service to the Lord.
那个作战是 Arjuna 对 Krishna 的服务。
And the whole Bhagavad Gita was spoken to Arjuna to instruct him the necessity of performing his duty of fighting.
整个的博江梵歌 讲给尔朱呢听，就是为了让尔朱呢知道他有必要去作战。
So therefore, in Arjuna's case, fighting was a necessity.
所以说，尔朱呢这件事情，那个作战是需要的。
Although the Lord already revealed to Arjuna that the outcome was already taken care of by him.
尽管在战场上，Krishna已经给尔朱呢展示了，其实那个战争的结果是什么。
When the Lord manifested in his universal form, he actually revealed how everyone on the battlefield was already killed.
当至尊主在这个战场上给尔朱呢展示宇宙形象的时候，尔朱呢看到那个宇宙形象里面所有的人已经被杀死了。
The Lord already knew how to resolve this contradiction.
至尊主已经知道实际上最后像这样的一种对战的结果他怎么解决，而且结果是什么都知道。
But still, Arjuna had the duty to fight because he wanted to give Arjuna the credit for fighting.
但是呢，尔朱呢，他最后在战场上还是鼓励尔朱呢必须去作战。为什么？因为他想把那个功劳归给尔朱呢。
That was one reason why Arjuna had to fight.
这就是尔朱呢为什么要作战的一个原因。
The other was because it was his duty to fight.
那第二还有的原因就是说，作战本来就是Kshatriya的职责，他必须去作战。
And Krishna told Arjuna, "You have a right to perform your duty, but you shouldn't be attached to the fruits."
这个 Krishna 告诉尔朱呢说，你有权利履行你的职责，但是你没有权利去执着那个结果。
Never consider yourself to be the cause of the results of your activities.
千万不要认为你是什么活动结果的那个造成者。
And never be attached to not doing your duty.
而且也不要去执着不履行你的职责。
So Arjuna, his duty was fighting.
所以尔朱呢的职责是作战。
But we don't see anybody, especially in this age, who are qualified to take that position.
但是呢，我们除了尔朱呢，我们没有看到其他的人，尤其是这个喀利年代里头的人，谁有资格去承担这样的一个责任。
In the age of Kali, everyone is Kalau Sudra Sambhava, lower than Sudra, what to speak of a Kshatriya.
在这个喀利年代里头，所有的人都比书转还要低，那更不要说差距啊。
The four classes of society: Brahmin, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and Shudras.
这个伟大的四个社会阶层是 Brahmin 啊、Kshatriya、Vaishya 还有书转。
Right. And then the outcasts, the lowest persons, are those who aren't even.Not any of these four positions in society.
那比他们还要低的那些个人，根本就不属于这四个阶层的人。
There's no qualified kshatriyas.
所以现在根本更就没有什么有资格的kshatriya。
No qualified vaishyas. No, you're not even any qualified sudras.
也没有有资格的这个 vaishya， 也没有甚至没有有资格的书转都没有。
Of course, Srila Prabhupada wanted his followers to become.Brahminical.
那当然了，圣帕布帕德想让他的所有的追随者都能够成为 Brahmana 的品质，都具有 Brahmana 的品质。
He wanted them to develop the qualities of a Brahmin.
他希望大家能够培养出 Brahmana 的品质。
Because he always emphasized that modern society had no head.
因为他一直都在强调说，现代社会没有头脑。
And with no head.Then there's no direction.
那没有头脑就没有方向。
So his mission was to train up a class of people who could actually become heads of society.
所以呢，他的使命是希望能够训练一批人，让他们成为社会人类社会的头脑。
Not government heads.
那个头脑不是政府首脑。
Not managers.
也不是管理者。
Becomes the heads of the society means that they know the principles of religion.
他所要训练的那些个就是具有头脑的人物，是知道这个人类的方向啊，那个原则是什么。
And they develop the qualities of a Brahmin.
就是让人能够培养出 Brahmana 的品质。
Brahmin is perfectly religious.
Brahmana 这些人是完美的在就是具有宗教的原则心呐、啊。这些
Brahmana is capable of performing austerities.
Brahmana 他们就是有资格或者说他们能够去从事苦修。
Brahmana is never envious of anyone.
Brahmana 从来都不会嫉妒任何人。
Brahmana is always detached, humble, and tolerant.
Brahmana 永远都是不执着、谦卑而且忍受。
Brahmana is learned in the scriptures.
Brahmana 对于经典是非常精通的。
Expert in performing sacrifices.
而且呢，非常精通举行这些祭祀。
A Brahmin can give whatever he has in his own possession, is ready to give it in charity to others.
Brahmana, 他们无论有什么，他们都随时准备可以给予其他人。
Brahmana is honest.
Brahmana 非常诚实。
He has wisdom.
有智慧。
And Brahmana is one who is teaches or is the head of the society by their example.
Brahmana们他们是以身作则，树立榜样来教导社会大众。
Not that they're the head of the society because of their physical strength.
啊，那个所谓的成为人类社会的头脑，并不是说他们特别有劲儿。
Because their ability to fight.
或者他们能够去作战，有那个能力。
No, this is not Brahmana.
这些不是 Brahmana 的品质。
He wanted everyone. To develop brahminical qualities, so they can teach by their example.
Brahmana, 他们希望所有的人都能够培养 Brahmana 的品质，而他呢是以身作则，树立榜样的去教导。
So although Arjuna, he was given the duty to fight for religious cause.
所以呢，尽管 Arjuna 被赋予那个责任，宗教的责任去作战。
And he fought valiantly and killed thousands and millions of soldiers.
那后来呢？他就真的就去作战去了，而且杀死了成千上万的士兵。
That is not our duty to fight.
那作战呢？不是我们的职责。
Our duty is to be dependent on the Lord.
我们的职责是依靠至尊主。
There is no need for fighting.
我们不需要去打仗，不需要去作战。
Although in Kali Yuga, everybody will look for a reason to fight.
尽管在卡里年代里头，每一个人都在寻找各种各样的机会去搞纷争。
Everybody will always think I'm right, he's wrong.
每一个人都认为说我是对的，他是错的。
And the only way I can prove myself right is by fighting and defeating.
而我让我能够证明我是对的的方法，就是去不断的抗争。
But as we see in this particular pastime,
但是呢，我们在这个具体的这个娱乐活动里头，我们看到
，For those who are always dependent on the Lord will not be indifferent to them.
对那些永远都是依靠至尊主的人，至尊主不会对他们漠不关心的。
And because the Lord will not be indifferent to them, then the Lord will find a resolution and without having to fight.
至尊主因为关心他们，就会找出各种各样的方法帮他们解决问题。
Just as he appeared on the scene, and he manifested four arms to take care of both sides at the same time.
就像是在这个场景里头，他为了能够就是满足双方的意见，他展示了四臂形象。
And he gave Arjuna the intelligence how to satisfy both sides simultaneously.
而且呢，他也给阿朱那赐予阿朱那智慧，让他可以做出一个决定，同时满足两边的，就是同时满足那个杀又不杀的那种。
In the same way, those who are always serving the interest of the Lord.
同样道理，如果一个人永远都是想着怎么为至尊主做服务
，The Lord will protect.
至尊主就会保护他。
He'll resolve the problem.
他就会帮着解决问题。
Our duty is simply to be obedient to Him.
我们唯一的职责就是听从他。
In the battlefield, after the battlefield of Kurukshetra, after the battlefield of Kurukshetra,
在库尔战争之后,
when Bhishma Dev was lying on a bed of arrows,
当那个 Bhishma Dev 他躺在箭床上,
and Yudhishthir Maharaj was standing before him.
那尤迪斯帝尔 王就站在他的旁边。
Yudhishthir Maharaj, what's the matter?
What?
Oh,
I don't know.
Yes, I don't know.
Oh, okay. Yudhishthir what?
Yudhishthir Maharaj was lamenting.
那尤迪斯帝尔站在毕什马祖父的这个箭床边上，他就在特别哀伤。
He was thinking to himself, so many people killed because of me.
Because of him, huh?
Yeah.
他当时就在想说, 那么多人因为我而被杀死了。
Just to establish me as emperor of the world, all these people were killed.
说仅仅就是为了让我能够登上世界帝王的这个王位, 那么多的人被杀死了。
He was lamenting before Bhishma Dev.
So, that Bhishma Dev祖父就是躺在那个箭床上的时候，箭床是什么意思？万箭穿心，他就特别的难过，他就想要明白到底这个事情为什么是这么发生的。Bhishma Dev那Yasya Ka said, Yasya Ka Hichidrajan Puma Veda Vititsitam Yad Vichigasya Yukta Will Yanti Kavayopihi.
Nobody can understand Krishna's plans.
所以他当时他就说，他说没人能够了解Krishna的那个计划。Even
though great philosophers will inquire exhaustively, still they'll be bewildered.
哪怕是那些个就是特别有智慧的那些个哲学家，绞尽了脑汁，他们也不明白至尊主的计划是什么。
Very difficult to understand what's Krishna's plan.
这个要了解至尊主 Krishna 的计划是非常困难的一件事。
But Krishna has a plan.
但是 Krishna 他有他的计划。
Usually our nature is, tell me the plan first and then I'll tell you if I'll take part.
然后我们一般的这个情况，我们的作为就是说，你先告诉我你的计划，然后我再决定我到底站在哪一边。
I don't trust you. If somebody has a plan, you say, well, tell me exactly the whole picture, and then, especially if you're asking me to do something and take part in it, I want to know the whole picture first.
如果你让他做点什么事情，他得先告诉你说你的计划到底是什么，这样的话我才能够做。他说，尤其是他，就是这样，让他做事，他要先知道整个全面的安排是什么。Imagine
if your whole life was planned by somebody else.
你想象一下，如果你的一生都被某个人已经计划好了。
Your whole life.
你的整个一生。
And somebody's always making plans and including you in their plans.
某一个人，他一直在做那个计划，把你都包括进去。And
you have no idea whatsoever what their plan is.
而且你始终就不知道他到底在计划什么，怎么分配你。No
idea.
完全没有想，就是根本不了解。You're just
a pawn in the chess game.
你呢，只是就是一直不断的在试试那个水深到底是什么。Somebody's
moving you here, somebody's moving you over there.
就是你就像是那个一盘棋盘上的那个棋子一样，然后有人一会儿把你给挪到那儿，一会儿有人把你给挪到那个地方。You
may be defeated by a knight and then just gone, finished.
你有的时候被那个士兵，那个对方的那个棋子就把他。 把你打败了，然后就你就完了，你就出局了。But
actually, Krishna has a plan.
但实际上 ，Krishna 对每一个人都有他的计划。
Krishna has a plan for his devotees.
Krishna 对他的奉献者都有计划。
And we may not know what is his plan.
我们也许不知道他的计划是什么。
We think we know what his plan is.
我们以为我们知道他的计划是什么。
But even Yudhisthira Maharaj didn't even know what Krishna's plan was.
但是就连 Yudhisthira 王都不知道 Krishna 的计划是什么。
And he was lamenting.
而他为此而特别的难过，在伤心。
And Bhishma spoke these words of wisdom. And then Bhishma spoke to him these words of wisdom.
然后后来 Bhishma 就开始向他说了一番非常有智慧的话。
Yet nobody can fully understand Krishna's plan.
没人能够完全了解 Krishna 的计划是什么。
And Krishna has a plan which includes us.
Krishna 有计划，而且那个计划也把我们都包含进去。
He wants to bring us back home to him.
他想要把我们带回家园，带回他的家。
He wants us to become purified.
他想让我们变得更净化。
He knows everything that's in our heart.
他知道我们心里头都有什么东西。
He knows how to arrange everything to make us qualified to come to him.
他知道如何做安排，让我们一步一步地走向他。
Why should we fight against Krishna's plan?
所以为什么我们要去纷争，去抗争，去抗争 Krishna 的计划呢？
And Prabhupada makes the point in the commentary to that verse we just quoted.
那 Krishna 呢？圣帕布哈德就是把我们刚才引述的那一节诗，他做了那个要旨。
He says, even though we may not understand what is Krishna's plan.
他说哪怕我们不了解 Krishna 的计划是什么，
We must be obedient to Krishna.
我们必须服从 Krishna.
That is a devotee. That is a devotee.
这么做的人是奉献者。
A devotee is one who is always obedient to the will of the Lord.
奉献者是那个永远服从至尊主的命令的那些人。
It accepts whatever the Lord's plan is for the devotee's own purification to come back to Him.
那个是为了这个奉献者净化奉献者，能够最后让他们回到至尊主的身边，所以计划出来。
That is our qualification.
所以服从至尊主的命令是我们的资格，是我们的资格。
Especially when there's no need to fight.
尤其是我们根本就不需要去争战。
Nobody's been given an order to fight.
没人给你命令，下命令让你去打仗去。
Order is to accept what is Krishna's plan. What is my service to him? The order is to accept what is Krishna's plan is what is my service to him.
所以那个命令就是说，我们应该一直不断地想着 Krishna 的计划是什么，我们该为 Krishna 做的服务到底是什么。
And to be obedient to his service, his plan.
我们应该不断地去服从神的计划， Krishna 的计划。
Krishna will not be indifferent to a devotee who is always dedicated to serving his instructions.
Krishna 对那些个一直不断的奉献、献身于为他做服务的奉献者，永远都不会漠不关心的。
And Krishna will resolve whatever conflict is there.
Krishna 最后会解决那个矛盾的那个局面。
We simply go on serving him.
我们只要一直不断的去做服务就可以了。
Devotional service is positive.Not negative, positive activity.
奉爱服务是积极的行动，不是负面的行动。
A devotee positively goes on serving the Lord faithfully.
奉献者会一直不断的满怀信心的积极的去活动。
And then Krishna can manifest however many arms he needs to take care of the conflict.
那 Krishna 就会为了解决那个纷争，无论需要他展示多少只手臂，他就会展示出来。
Whether he needs two, four, or a thousand arms.
我们是需要两只，我们需要四只，我们还是需要千百万只，他都会展示出来。
Just as Arjuna understood Krishna's will and was able to simultaneously resolve both sides.
就像尔朱呢, 他能够明白 Krishna 的意愿, 然后他就可以同时满足双, 就是双方的那个意愿。
Why? Because he was surrendered to Krishna.
他为什么能够明白 Krishna 的意愿? 因为他完全投靠服从 Krishna.
And because he was surrendered to Krishna, he knew how to resolve things properly.
由于他完全服从 Krishna, 所以他能够明白到底怎么样去解决这个问题。
So there's so much we can learn from this pastime of Srimad Bhagavatam.
所以从这个圣典国家瓦坛的诗节里头, 我们可以学到那么多。
But we chose to speak about this because we felt it's very relevant.
所以但是呢，我们之所以选择我们今天所要学习的这些内容， 因为我们觉得这个内容是跟我们相关的。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Some questions.
大家有什么问题吗？
Okay.
没有问题。
Yamuna.
We know the principle.
What is this?
你是要干嘛？
Oh.
For you. No, it's for you.
For me?
You have some.
I have tissue for you.
Oh, you're tight. Okay. 要不要扔回去？
Okay. We know the principle. But when things happen, there's a conflict. You know, normally when we go through the whole phase, we often feel hurt. So at that point, how can we get the encouragement that we can keep, you know, peacefully go on to do our service? To perform our duty. Good question.
We know.
Even though we know the principle, yeah, Krishna yeah. will take care of us.
But why do we get hurt?
Because
okay.
you know, when you have a conflict.
Can I tell you a story?
Oh.
I'll tell you a story.
Okay, 他说,为什么我们会觉得受到伤害? 我能不能告诉你们一个故事?
This is about getting hurt. Okay, because there's a very nice story in the Srimad Bhagavatam. About Jadbharata. And how there were so many attempts made to hurt him. But he was completely unaffected. Because he didn't identify himself with the body. But I'm going to tell you a story connected to this. Mana Mohan knows this story. He's translated it for me before. It was a story of it's about myself, so forgive me.
他说当这个故事呢是有关我自己，所以我就是原谅我跟你讲。
It was my experience with this story from the fifth canto of the Bhagavatam about Jadbharata.
这个就是我自己曾经经历过的事情。那这个故事呢是在圣典国家瓦坛第五篇讲 Jadbharata 那个故事。
And it happened in 1975.
这件事情发生在1975年。
And I was a book distributor.
那个时候我是一个
Are you going to be here, Jamuna? Because I'm answering your question.
Hey, she asked me a question.
Who asked the question?
Chitragopi.
Chitragopi?
Yeah, Chitragopi asked the question.
Okay.
No, outside also have, they all can listen.
Oh, I see, okay. I thought it was Chitragopi asked the question.
Oh, okay.
I thought Jamuna asked.
Chitragopi.
No, I was looking, that's right, I was looking at Jamuna, but Chitragopi. Okay, go ahead. So, I was distributing books. And I was a Sankirtan leader. And I was, at that time, somehow Prabhupada, Krishna put me in a position of being in charge of all the book distributors. And in those days, even though I was a Sankirtan leader, I had a duty to distribute more books than everybody else.
好，在那个当年，尽管我是所有的派书的人的那个领导，但是我有责任比别的人派的书都得多。
Because some people think that, oh, if you're the Sankirtan leader, when well, you can organize everybody else, and then you're already busy organizing everybody else.
哦，他说，因为有的人说，这样一旦当了这个就是派书的人的领导的话，那你要去做很多的管理的事情吗？
But my duty was to organize everybody else and go out and distribute more books than everybody else.
Oh, 那我当时的责任是什么？我是做完所有的该管理的那些个事情以后，我还要到街上去，然后要派比所有的人都多的书，每一个人都多的书。
I failed most of the time.
那我当然了，就是基本上绝大多数时间我都做不到这一点。
Sometimes I distributed more books, but not all the time.
啊，有的时候我可以派比别的人多的书，那绝大多数时间我没办法做到。But
the point was is that I was working very hard.
但是重点是我当时工作的是很辛苦的。Because
in those days we used to distribute books for about 10 to 12 hours a day.
因为那个时候，我们每天上街派书10到12个小时。7
days a week.
每个星期7天，连续不断。And
I was traveling, distributing books.
那我呢是到处去旅行派书。But
sometimes I would come back to the temple.
那有的时候呢，我就会回到那个庙里头去。And
I had a temple president. I won't give you his name.
那当然了，当时我们那个庙长，我就不提他名字了。But
for some reason, this temple president liked to insult me.
但是呢，不知就因为某个原因，那个庙长他特别喜欢侮辱我。Not
only would he insult me, though, he always did it publicly in front of everybody else.
而且他不仅仅是侮辱我，他总是在别人面前这么做。Now
it hurt.
所以我当时觉得受伤害。I
couldn't understand why he was always insulting me.
我没法明白他为什么老是就是要这么侮辱我。I
was working quite hard.
我工作的是挺辛苦的。I
was doing the best I thought I, the best I could.
我觉得我已经尽力的在做。
And I couldn't understand why he was doing this to
me.
But I never said anything to anybody. I didn't complain. And one time I came back from Sankirtan. And the temple president wasn't there. And usually when I would come back from traveling Sankirtan, he would ask me to give class.
一般的情况，我如果就是去外面派书旅行回来以后呢，他就会要求我来讲课。So
I agreed to give Srimad Bhagavatam class.
那我当时就同意，就说我讲圣典不加拉谈。And
it, because the president wasn't there, they actually asked me to give class several days in a row.
那由于那个庙长不在庙里头，因此呢，就是大家就要求我，就是讲了好几天，连续讲了好几天的课。And
it just so happens that at that time, the devotees were studying fifth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
那很巧的就是 那个当时那奉献者们正好是在学习圣典《伯加瓦坛》第五篇。
And it was the story of Jadbharat.
那第五篇描述的就是 Jadbharat 的事情。
And Jadbharat was a great exalted devotee of the Lord.
Jadbharat 是至尊主崇高的奉献者。
And he appeared.The whole story of the Bhagavatam, he appeared in his third life. First he appeared as Bharat Maharaj, then he had to take birth in the body of a deer, and then in his third life he appeared as Jadbharata.
他就是整个这经典里头描述了他的三生，第一生就是 Bharat 王，然后接下来就投生为一头鹿，然后鹿的生命结束了以后就投生为就是 Jadbharat.
And he was a very highly advanced devotee.
他实际上是至尊主非常崇高的奉献者，进步的奉献者。
And、he played like a deaf and dumb person because he didn't want to deal with society.
但是在那个 Jadbharat 的那一生里头，他完全就是把自己装成是聋子、哑巴。为什么呢？因为他不想跟人这个社会去再有什么打交道的事情。
And people used to think that he was just like a really.Like stupid, dull person.
那人们都那个时候认为他是一个非常愚蠢的傻瓜。
He had a big body.
他的身体非常的强壮，很大。
One time, the king, who was being carried on a palanquin, was looking for somebody to carry his palanquin.
那有一次呢，那个君王就是不是要扛那个轿子吗？然后呢，他们需要一个轿夫，哎，要找。
And they went out. They found Jadbharata, and they saw he's got a big body. He could help carry the palanquin.
所以呢，他们正好就看到那个 Jadbharata 在那儿，就觉得哇，这人身体那么强壮，可以当那个轿夫。
So there were four people carrying the palanquin, and the king is sitting there in his very in his regal position on the palanquin.
那那个四个轿夫就扛着轿子，君王就很威严的坐在那个轿子上面。
And Jadbharata, while carrying the palanquin, he saw that there were ants on the ground, and he didn't want to step on them.
那 Jadbharata 在扛轿子的时候呢，他看到前面的路上有一些蚂蚁在路上，所以他不想踩到他们。
So in order to avoid stepping on the ants, he was moving this way, that way, and the palanquin was being jerked all over the place.
那为了能够避免踩到蚂蚁，他就是一会儿一脚这边，一会儿一脚那边的。那结果那个，因为他那个轿子就变得非常的颠簸了嘛，因为不协调。
And Maharaj Rahugana became extremely angry. What's happening here?
然后那个当时的那个君王 Rahugana 王，他就特别的生气，说到底发生什么事情了？
And he started hurling insults at Jadbharata.
然后他就开始用特别恶毒的语言、刻薄的语言，就开始羞辱 Jadbharata.
And here I was, I stepped into Srimad Bhagavatam class.
而他呢，正好就那故事发展到这儿，他就来讲那个《婆伽梵歌》的课。
And I was feeling very hurt by all these insults I was getting.
当时他一直觉得。被这个庙长不断的羞辱，实际上内心非常难过。
And Krishna put me on the asan to speak from the three days in a row to speak on the verses that Jadbharata spoke to Maharaja Rahugana after he had been insulted by him.
那 Krishna 呢就把他就在这个时候把他放在 Vyasa 伞上，让他坐在 Vyasa 上，连续讲了三节诗。这三节诗是这个 Jadbharata 被 Rahugana 王羞辱完了以后对 Rahugana 王讲的话。
And Jadbharata was explaining that, oh, you're calling me so many names, but actually I'm not this body.
Jadbharata 就说了，他说你就是用那么多的名字叫我，其实他在骂他，但是我不是这个身体。
I'm not fat, not skinny, not strong, not weak.
真正的我也不胖，也不瘦，也不强壮，也不虚弱。
All these things that you're saying about me has nothing to do with me. And this is the verse I'm sitting and I'm reading this to all the devotees in class of Srimad Bhagavatam. And I had to say something. And I realized that I had to speak on this verse, and Krishna put me right there 3 days in a row for a reason. Because Krishna wanted me to learn about being insulted. And how to not be affected by insult. And while I was sitting there on the asana and I was preaching from Bhagavatam, I felt like Krishna was massaging my heart. I was so grateful. Krishna is so kind. To teach me this. And then I started to think. My temple president is so kind. If he never insulted me in the way that he insulted me, I never would have felt the way that I feel right now. I felt so grateful to him. Because how would I understand these verses unless he, as Krishna's instrument, had insulted me in this way? It would have been an empty theoretical class. But Judd Barrett's words were coming to life in my life.
但是呢，因为我的这个经历 Judd Barrett他所讲的话，对我来说是充满了生命力的话。
It was so relevant.
是那么的相关联的。
There was no mystery. It was no coincidence that I was there to speak on these verses.
所以说，我就是坐在这个地方讲这些话，讲这个课，这不是什么偶然的，什么事就这么发生，神奇了，发生了。Nobody
could have planned it except for Krishna.
除了Krishna，没有人能够做出这种计划。
Because I never once told anybody about how I felt about being hurt from the temple president's insults.
因为我从来没有告诉过别人我的那个庙长怎么样的就是羞辱我，让我感到受伤害。我没有跟人讲过。
I knew nobody could have arranged it except for Krishna.
所以呢，我就知道了，除了这事儿是Krishna安排的，绝对不会是别人安排。
Because I never told one person, not even my closest friend.
因为我 从来没有跟任何一个人讲过，哪怕是我的最亲密的朋友，我也没跟他们讲过我的内心的感受。I
just tolerated it.
我一直不断的，一直就是忍受。And
then I was getting such wonderful realizations.
然后我因为这样的所有的安排，我得到如此棒的一种体验。So
that when the temple president came back,
所以当这个庙长从外面
I could look at him with such a feeling of gratitude. Not that he was hurting me. He was teaching me. He didn't even know it. He didn't even know he was teaching me. I was so grateful to him. You know, I never told anybody about these things. It's about 20 years later.
这是二十年以后我才开始告诉人。
I started telling my disciples this story in the Soviet Union.
我就在这个前苏联开始跟我的这些奉献者啊，不，跟我的这些学生开始讲这些东西。
Just my own experience about how not to be hurt by insult.
这个就是我自己的体验啊。当别人羞辱我们的时候，我们怎么能够感到不感到受伤害
？And this person who was my temple president happened to visit Moscow one day.
哈，然后呢，曾经是那个二十年前那个庙长，有一天就去去这个莫斯科的庙去拜访去了。
I happened to be in Moscow.
You?
I happened to be in Moscow at the
time. 那个时候呢，他也正好就在莫斯科。
And he came up to me and he said, "You're a sannyasi now, and I'm just a householder."
哈，然后他就走到马尔那边，就跟他说：“您现在可是出家人了，我只不过是个居士。”
I've heard that you've been talking about a temple president who was insulting you.
我听说了，就是你跟人家说，当时有一个庙长就是侮辱你来着。
He says, "Was that me?"
他们那人是我吗？
I said, "No, I didn't tell anybody in the name of the president."
然后他就马尔就跟他说，没有，我跟所有人都没有讲那个庙长的名字。
And then he said, "I think that must have been me."
他说，我想那一定是我。
And he started to go to touch my feet.
然后他就开始去触碰他的脚。
He said, I gotta be careful now. You're a sannyasi.
现在应该小心了，你是出家人，小心点。
And I said no. And I picked him up. I said, and I embraced him. And I said, thank you.
那个马尔当时就说不要这样，然后就把他扶起来，然后就拥抱。
I said, you were very kind to me.
他说你对我真的太仁慈。
You taught me so much that you can possibly ever know.
你所教导我的是那么的多，连你自己都从来都不会知道。
That's a true story.
这是真的故事。
So.Being hurt, we have to transcend it.
所以有一种就被受伤害的时候，我们必须要超越它。
And we may, if we want to transcend it, we have to understand what Krishna wants us to teach us.
我们要想要超越那种被伤害的感觉，我们必须先要明白 Krishna 到底想要我们。
And if we don't understand what Krishna wants to teach us,
啊，如果我们不明白。这个 Krishna 到底想要教导我们什么的话
？We're going to get hurt again and again and again.
我们就会一次又一次的觉得自己受到伤害。
Because Krishna wants to teach us something.
因为 Krishna 想要教导我们什么
？And we have to learn to become obedient to His plan.
而我们必须学习的是不断的服从他的计划。
This is how to avoid becoming hurt.
这样的话，你就可以避免去感受到被伤害的那种感觉。
We have to come to the transcendental platform.
我们必须要上升到超然的层面上。
And we come to the transcendental platform by learning one very important verse from Sikshastika that you chant every morning.
啊，我们能够上升到超然的层面上，我们必须遵循我们每一次读的。主的八训规的其中的一节诗。
Chinad api sunichena toror ivasi hishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadhari. You know the translation of this verse?
你们都知道了，一个人要比一棵树还要宽容，比一个大草还要肥
美。Please tell me the translation.
所以大家一起背那个意思。人应该比一棵。还要宽容忍受，没有丝毫的虚荣感，随时愿意向他人致所有的敬意。那个稻草没说，人应该比一棵稻草还要卑微，比一棵树还要虚荣感。
OK, does that answer your question?
我回答你的问题了吗
？Okay. Let's stop here. All right.